This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Victory Monday with the Bills. Winning big last night. Oh, that was so much fun at your B-Morning Coffee Club. If that doesn't put you in the holiday spirits, I don't know what does.
I mean, our quarterback and the coach doing snow angels.
Yes.
Victory snow angels at the end of the game. I was like, this is so great. It's such a great year to be a Bills fan. We've been fans for so long. And usually by this point in the season, we've clinched something, but there's always that doubt. You know what I mean? Not this year, man.
I agree. I'm not feeling it.
This is our year.
I don't feel a doubt at all.
Awesome.
By the way, everybody's holiday decorations up now after, or we're all too busy shopping this weekend. Just clean out the closets, get things up, hanging up.
Oh, I went through, decorated, completely rearranged my house, found my snow brush, which I didn't realize had left my car. It must have been when I was moving. I was like, I can't have anything in here. And I threw it in the back of the closet. So now I feel like it's my fault that it snowed because it's been such a mild winter because I put my snow brush back in my car.
Oh,
like, she feels she wields a lot of power, doesn't she?
I think so.
Just a little superstitious.
Have you been watching Frozen a little too much there? That's funny.
So you got your tree?
I ordered an artificial tree on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. 75% off, curbside pickup.
Good.
Ordered it online, pulled up. They put it right in my car. It's all set up. It's a winter wonderland. I've got garland up.
Oh, good.
Got the mistletoe hung up. Got the tree up.
I'm telling you, it's so good for the soul.
It really is. It puts you in a good mood, festive mood, and we're here for you. Whatever you need, 585-252-WBE. You know who wish they could have done that is Thomas Rhett. He's all about going fake, and his wife Lauren's like, no way. Ugh. It's getting real for the holidays, like a real tree, and I'll never change. So he's like, yeah. That's one battle I'll never win. I'll just stick with real.
I have tried so many times because my husband's the same way. He's just hell-bent on. He wants to hike out into the woods and chop down, like, you know, and then drag it back home and put it up. But he loves all that. He loves the whole picturesque thing. I have such a bad allergic reaction to real trees.
Really?
In my house. I'm like, my throat was swelling shut. My sinuses were packed, but boy, we had a real tree. So finally, he had to like cave and be like, all right, no real tree. She's too allergic. Yeah, it was weird.
Do you want to borrow some of my balsam pine room spray I bought from the Dollar Tree to pretend like it's real?
There you go. Thank you, Dollar Tree. It's kind of real. Let's talk about how Tim McGraw is going to take a break from the black cowboy hat all the time. Jelly Roll is going to take a break from his phone. His phone. He does this every holiday season when the tours are done, when he's ready to spend time with family and friends. Guess how he unplugs?
The annual Jelly Roll gets rid of his phone saga.
You know how I throw my phone out all the time? We're at the Cumberland River on the Shelby Street walkway. Mama, I love you. Bailey, I love you. I look forward to spending my next couple of months with just y'all and no outside interference. Freedom, baby.
Freedom. He's throwing away his phone till January 1st when the tours start back up. He'll get a new one. Imagine if you could do that.
Oh, the luxury of being able to throw my phone out. I wouldn't be able to.
Me neither.
No
it's
way
so
I could throw my phone into a river.
I know you were just so lost for the last couple of weeks just losing your phone and trying to get a new one set up.
Which half of my information is still out there. Somewhere in iCloud land, because I forgot my iCloud login, couldn't get it, can't get access to it, have no idea what email I used when I set it up. Now, my information is just floating around in the universe somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Before the holiday weekend, she's outside screaming at the clouds.
Yeah.
Come back to me!
This is ridiculous. So it's out there floating around somewhere, my information. No idea. So, yeah, there's no way I could throw my phone in a river.
You know, he's going to be around family, so he's like, I don't need it. We're going to be around each other.
Yeah.
Wow, now that's really unplugging. I don't think I can make that commitment either. No. I really don't. But that's Jelly Roll. He does his own thing.
How am I going to get my CVS coupons without my cell phone?
Speaking of CVS, don't they have the longest receipts?
Like, no, you got to get the app. That's what I tell the guy. I was like, don't even print my receipt. I got the app. Because it used to be you had to have that long receipt.
Yeah.
And cut out all the coupons.
Is that the new keep the change?
Like, that's right.
Don't print the receipt. Save the paper.
That's right. Because I'm such a good person.
Thank you, TJ. We appreciate that. You know, those receipts from CVS and other stores are so long, you could decorate your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
With garland of paper wrapping that you get, which is your receipt.
Yeah.
And you can tell everybody, see how much that costs your gift? It's right there. It's right there. You can see it. Appreciate it. Enjoy it. DJ Bo and producer Hope, it is your B-Morning Coffee Club, and a big tradition for the holiday weekend that we just had is to look at old photo albums and old snapshots, and man, we brought out the big plastic containers, and my wife and I, Celeste, went through them. I shared some with you guys. I sent you a picture of when I had a long mullet like Blake Shelton had back in the day.
Well, it was part, like, it was hard for me to see the mullet because there was also wood paneling, so like your brown mullet blended in with the wood paneling behind you.
That's a nice way of saying you didn't care for it. That's okay. She's trying to say I used to be able to grow it out. And I told my wife, can I bring it back? She's like, no, I don't. I never liked the mullet. I'm
now,
glad.
Was it your wedding anniversary?
Today it is.
Today is your wedding anniversary. So that's why you get reminiscent and bring out the old photos, of course.
I even showed you some wedding pictures where we hemmed up the tuxedos into basketball shorts, and we had the Chuck Taylor high tops on, and me and my groomsmen, we were big into sports, and luckily my wife is too, and we had fun. But 24 years today, my wedding anniversary, holy cow. 24 years, you go, time flies.
It does.
And it's work, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, you're two independent people, and then you come together. Yeah,
right.
Sometimes you're going to have differences. You got to compromise and love each other and enjoy each other. Because I remember my friends who got married before me and started a family. They're like, I go, hey, you never said that there was work involved. They're like, well, yeah, because when we're around the guys, we're talking about sports or golf or drinking beer. We didn't talk about the kind of stuff. I thought it was Disney, the magic, happily ever after.
Right, right. Of course it is.
But thank you, Celeste. Beautiful wife 24 years ago and still today.
Well, what are you guys going to do today? Does she have to work?
She's got to work. I'm working.
You got to work.
We'll find some time.
You better
get
some flowers.
Not at least she doesn't like flowers.
Oh my gosh! What you got to get something. Even if she doesn't like it, you got to get something. You know can't just have nothing, right? Like you can't just.
She's into dark craft beers now, stouts. She would appreciate a 12-pack in a fridge over flowers. She thinks flowers die. My wife does not like flowers.
What if you wrote out your favorite memory of every year of your 24 years of marriage to give to her today? What about that?
That's
not going to cost any money. So that's what she doesn't want you to do. She doesn't want you to spend money on it.
I appreciate that you've been married 24 years and you know your wife. But getting her a 12-pack of beer, I don't think is a smart idea for a wedding anniversary. With all due respect. She says flowers die. Okay, she may say that, but she probably still wants something a little more romantic
she
than
does
some
like
stout beer.
Sunflowers. But that's hard this time of the year. Over the summer,
honey,
we got plenty of sunflowers.
Happy wedding anniversary. Here's some stout. Not just six. I got 12.
That's why I love her. She actually would really enjoy trying new ones. That's it. I got to find a good craft beer place to take her tonight. Something different I haven't been to yet. All right.
I'm on the lookout.
You got some suggestions. Let me know. 585-252-WBE. We're very simple. How we, you know, we both love sports and we both love food and beverage over the flower thing. It's not going to work, huh?
I think you're crazy if you bring home a 12-pack of beer for your wedding anniversary. Oh, my Lord.
Surprise, surprise. Look what I got for you, honey.
No.
No vase or water needed, huh?
That's right. No.
And yes, you heard me talk. It's my anniversary today. 24 years with my lovely wife, Celeste.
And you're like, well, she likes beer, so I think I'm going to get her beer. And I said, I strongly discourage you not to. However, texters disagree with me. They say, hey, beers of the world, a different beer for every year.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
This texter is saying you can do an annual membership to Brewery Ardennes in Geneva. She could enjoy it all year long. And they also have amazing food there.
There you go. That's a great idea, too. Now, I know She just got to work, so she's no longer listening. I can't blow all the secrets on the air. So think beers of the world. She really wants to. We both want to travel more in the new year, and she really wants to go to Portugal. Well, tomorrow is Travel Tuesday. Mm. Travel Tuesday is supposed to be the best deals on flights all over the world. The best deals any time of the year. So like it's Cyber Monday today, tomorrow it's Travel Tuesday. So I've already got locked in some great deals to Portugal.
Oh, thank God. Because I really thought you were just going to go with beer.
No, but I'm going to go to Beers of the World, get some Portugal beer, and present it to her that way.
Okay, that's a much better plan. Oh, man. Well, there's got to be a reason you're married 24 years, right?
See, I figure out surprises like that.
There you go.
Yes.
Good job.
She won't see it coming. Trust me. I just couldn't give it all up. I knew she was driving to work there.